Hello and welcome to Baylor Connections, a conversation series with the people shaping our future. Each week we go in-depth with Baylor leaders, professors, and more discussing important topics in higher education, research, and student life. I'm Derek Smith, and as we get closer to the start of a new school year and a new athletic season, we are talking about some exciting changes across the Baylor University landscape. Last spring, Baylor unveiled United, a unified visual identity that featured a new logo, uniforms, and marks, unified the color palette across all Baylor athletic sports teams, and more. It's the fruit of an 18-month partnership in conjunction with Nike. Shortly thereafter, the One Brand, One Baylor graphic identity was revealed, bridging a new interlocking BU logo utilized across all colleges, schools, divisions, and athletic teams across the university. The new logo is in use across the university, and the athletic marks, uniforms, and colors will soon be seen on the field or court as Baylor begins the 2019-2020 athletic season. These changes, the fruit of months of work and partnership between the university and athletic department, and two people who spearheaded those changes are with us today on the program, Jason Cook and Javon Overshone. Jason is Baylor's Vice President of Marketing and Communications and Chief Marketing Officer. He came to Baylor from Texas A&M, where he served as VP of Marketing and Communications for 5 years prior to transitioning into athletics as the Senior Associate Athletics Director for External Affairs. In 2012, he was named as the International Brandmaster of the Year by the Educational Marketing Group. Javon Overshone serves as a Senior Associate Athletic Director for External Affairs in Baylor Athletics. In that role, she oversees all aspects for the department's external operations, including resource development, strategic marketing and fan engagement, branding and creative services, athletic communications, Baylor Vision, and more. It's been a busy and exciting year for both of them, and they're with us today on the program. Javon and Jason, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for
Thanks, Derek. Great to be here.
Great to have you both here. You all worked closely together and with other partners across the university to help make these changes happen. So we're excited to dive right in. And Javon, so let's talk about that. We'll start with you. As we begin the new year, what are the aspects of United and the One Brand, One Baylor efforts that you're most looking forward to seeing in action as reality?
Wow, it's probably very cliche and probably the most obvious response, but really just to see, visually see the fruits of our labor, the 18 months of this process in action, you know, on the student athletes, on the fields of play, across campus, just to really see these marks carried out in real time and in a real way. You know, this is a strengthening of our brand, you know, a strengthening of our visual presence and everything that's great about Baylor. So I'm just excited to see it across campus.
Now, Jason, as we go more in depth in these areas further in the program, let's start broadly. What do these changes mean for Baylor?
Well, you bet. Tactically, there's a lot of work going on. We have new signage going up around campus within the athletics venues. People are getting new stationery, and we know how important business cards are for faculty members, and a new look and feel on social media. But from a more strategic standpoint, what this means is more broad brand visibility for Baylor around the country. And we like to say we need all of our brand assets working together in order to unify the Baylor brand in a consistent way. And that's our goal, is how can we best elevate the Baylor brand so when people see that interlocking BU logo, they immediately think of Baylor and they think of our values and what we stand for as an institution and where we are academically as well.
Now, Javon, when you think of all the places that we are going to see these new marks or logos, mentioned everything from on the court to business cards, just how big, how all-encompassing of an effort is it to make that happen, not just to sort of decide on the changes, but then to start implementing them?
Well, when we started this process, we knew it was going to be quite the undertaking. I mean, we had five different variations of green, three golds, and a myriad of marks, primary and secondary marks. So we knew this was going to be an exhaustive process. But even with that expectation, when you actually start to look at facilities, even still to this day, it's kind of overwhelming thinking through the process. You know, the benefit, the good and the bad of some of the beautiful facilities that we have across campus is they are really well branded. You know, when you look at a facility like McLean, I mean, everything from the trash cans to the carpet to, you know, the seats that you sit in, there are logos on them. So when we took an inventory of all the marks that exist, it was a little overwhelming, but at the same time, it's part of the excitement of the transition.
Let's go back to the beginning. When we think about when this first became an idea, what spurred the discussions that led to these changes, starting first on the athletic side?
Well, in 2017, we actually signed an exclusive all-sport contract with Nike. And as part of that agreement, we had the opportunity to have access to Nike's gig team, or their graphic identity group. And that really is an exclusive opportunity. Nike only takes on 3 to 4 teams a year, or institutions a year. So we thought, you know, with the leadership of Jason and, you know, Mac Rhodes, our director of athletics, and, you know, Doug McNamee, who was formerly in my position and now is at Magnolia as the president, it just seemed like the right time to really address some of these inconsistencies in our brand. And why not do it with one of the industry leaders in sports marketing and sports design? So we just thought it was the right opportunity, the right time, and we went for it.
I heard Athletic Director Mac Rhodes talk about the fact that, I forget the exact number, was it you had sort of 18 different color combinations across the different sports? I remember you look back, you know, men's basketball had the, you know, they had almost the tiger stripe neon, and softball had its own color. Is that something that just sort of happens? Does it take kind of that purposeful focus to sort of reel something like that back in?
You bet, Derek. And we saw the same thing across our campus as well. And I would say that higher education is probably the worst at branding from a programmatic standpoint. And a lot of times we had different colleges and schools with their own logos, and we had departments with their own logos. We had some entities wanted to use blue as their colors and not green and gold. So a lot of the issues that we were seeing on the athletic side, we were having on the academic side as well. So it was really an opportunity with athletics leading out. Let's look big picture from an institutional standpoint, and let's go ahead and correct all the branding issues that we had, to display Baylor in a united, consistent front.
Well, why is it so important? Obviously, you know, you talk about blue. I think that make people recognize automatically that, okay, maybe we don't want blue in Baylor's colors. But when you think about maybe slightly different shades of green, or, you know, each team had its own look, why is it so important to bring that all under one visual identity?
Well, I mean, it's simple. We truly are. We're one Baylor. We're not Baylor 1.0, 2.0. We truly are one brand. It's one institution. We are distinctively who we are. And there needs to be no question about who we are when you turn on the TV or when you walk across campus. You should know that we are Baylor, and we're proud of everything that makes us the unique institution that we are.
We are visiting with Javon Overshone from Baylor Athletics and Jason Cook from Baylor Marketing. And let's bring you both in on this. Over the 18 months, just what all went into that process of choosing the colors and the marks? I know a lot of different people from across the university were involved in that.
Wow. Well, Jason was right alongside me from start to finish, so I'm grateful for that. But really, it started with Nike coming to campus and having kind of a fact-finding, a listening session with us. We involved various constituent groups. We had alumni, we had a historical committee consisting of coaches and different members of the Baylor family. We involved our student athlete advisory committee, so we had the student athlete perspective, but various groups across campus. And then, of course, our core brand identity group, who Jason was a part of. So he was able to ensure that we had that kind of holistic focus, not just athletic specific, but also campus as well. And really, again, it was just a fact-finding process so that we could see if Nike would be able to visually identify with and tell our story through what they created for us.
You know, Derek, it started out with athletics. That was a primary focus of what we were looking at. But, you know, President Livingstone gave me a little cue that, you know, we need to look a little bit more holistically as we started this process with Nike. And I noticed that in some of the pictures that she was in, she was wearing the interlocking BU logo on her lapel. And this was very early on in her tenure back in 2017. And I asked her, I said, Dr. Livingstone, why are you wearing the athletic logo, the interlocking BU, and not the institutional Pat Neff Hall logo? And she was very, very pointed and said, you know, Jason, when I get outside of the Waco area, people don't know what that logo is. But when I travel around the country and wear that interlocking BU, people immediately recognize that as Baylor. And so that started us on a journey and a conversation on the academic side of the institution that, you know what, the timing is right for us to look holistically. Let's look at this momentum that's being created on the athletic side with the Nike project. And let's, if we're going to work on our brand identity and we're going to make some shifts, let's do it all at once to ensure that everyone who is using the Baylor address is using the same look and feel, the same color greens, the same logos.
This is Baylor Connections. We are visiting with Jason Cook, Baylor University's Vice President of Marketing and Communications, and Javon Overshown, Senior Associate Athletic Director for External Affairs, talking about Baylor United and One Brand, One Baylor, soon seeing the fruits of that throughout the university and on the athletic fields or courts here soon. As we talk about that partnership more, first I want to ask you, you mentioned Nike, and obviously they're about as iconic as a brand can get, and you mentioned they did some fact-finding early on. What's it like working with a company like that? What stood out to you, and were there things you really took away from it, even in your own roles here?
Like you said, they're an iconic brand, so who better to lead us in this process? We can only hope the same for the Baylor brand. They were very respectful in the process, and you know, like I alluded to earlier, they passed the test and that they were able to truly define who we are, and visually and in kind of their storytelling. But beyond that, there were some kind of non-negotiables that we went into the process with, and they were able to respect kind of the history and the tradition of those elements, but also still propel us into the future visually and just, and again, our messaging surrounding those marks. So their approach really helped to get us to a place that we can be proud of.
You know, one thing that stood out to me is that they listened, more or less. They didn't come in. It's not a cookie cutter approach at all. When you go through this graphic identity group process. And they also recognize the strength of the Baylor brand, as Jovan was talking about. There were some core brand assets that we were able to build upon as part of that process. And you look at the color, what we call Baylor Green and University Gold right now, there's not other Power Five schools using that combination, maybe outside of Oregon there. So it is very distinctive, particularly in our region of the country. And those are our school colors. And so let's take them and own them. And so that was a big thing as we started building the brand around our colors, which are some incredibly valuable brand assets for us.
You know, it's big business determining all that, but was it fun? What were the fun aspects of, particularly as you got closer in the process and the launch and everything, of being able to sort through different looks, uniforms, logos, and be able to figure out which ones kind of rose to the top?
Wow. I mean, of course it's fun. Once we got through the process of staring at various greens and golds pinned up on a wall and those blurring together, you know, it was fun seeing uniforms come to life and seeing those mock-ups. The launch event was amazing, which again was a very collaborative effort. And really to see that come to life and to see others experience what we had worked on so hard and the success of that event was just a really exciting piece for me.
You know, I think it is the opportunity to work together in partnership from a brand approach, and it's really easy for us. Okay, here's my part of the brand, my part of the university that we work on, and we all get pulled in different objectives and what we're trying to accomplish. But really, to pull people who touch and feel and work on our brand, it's not just me and Jovan. It's people like Jeff Barlow who oversees our equipment and athletics, and different designers and people to really look at them and look at their creativity, and to get others involved in that process has been very satisfying. But I still get excited to see new applications of the logo. Just this week, we had new banners go up around Pat Neff Hall, and I'm like a tourist out there taking pictures of banners and things of that nature. So every time we see something new, it's another exciting point as part of this project.
visiting with Jason Cook and Javon Overshone on Baylor Connections. And, of course, a big part of this, a shared logo now with athletics and the university, the interlocking BU as the marque across the university. You mentioned President Livingstone's experience of wearing the interlocking BU as opposed to the university seal, but can you take us more in depth as you began considering this, kind of what factors made this the right decision?
You know, a couple things, Derek. One, you have to look at every university has a seal. It's really not a distinguishing mark at all. They're very confusing. It's hard to tell which institutions are which. And so we started in this process really looking at what's going on in higher education branding overall. And you're seeing this movement around the country of schools going to a consistent mark for the entire university. So there's some precedence with some of the top academic schools, but also some schools within our region and even within the Big 12. You have schools like Texas Tech. You have Oklahoma State. You have TCU. You have West Virginia, schools that have gone to this one brand approach, even University of Oklahoma. So we started doing some testing. I had an infamous brand quiz that I would take around campus and say, okay, tell me what this logo is. No one ever got any of the logos right, but it just...
We failed.
Yes, it was not a redeeming test for people, but it really demonstrated the power of brands in that had this alignment that we could have, the impact that it could have around our campus. I think that people really saw the potential within our deans, within our university leadership, and even within our brand council, which includes all the lead marketing communications professionals around campus.
The interlocking BU has always had a little bit of, I guess, maybe a stately look to it, as opposed to, you know, you're not picking a bear mascot to be the university logo. But as you're thinking through a mark that is going to be used by athletics and by, say, Baylor chemistry department, how does that shape your thinking?
You know, one thing that we found as part of this research process that we went through, it just wasn't a fly-by-the-night decision. You know, that interlocking BU dates back over to 100 years on our campus. Doesn't look exactly like it does today, but this concept of the B and the U interlocking and working together has been used for quite some time. So it was fun to see the old newspaper clips and see how that was used. And then in the 50s that we started using it in athletics. And so you see some evolution. The integrity of the mark has always been there. But we made some minor tweaks with the BU, primarily to get it to reproduce a little bit better and some consistency.
I'll also say it was pretty neat to hear. This speaks to the creativity of Nike, but just their kind of storytelling through what they've done with the mark, the nod to the columns at Independence with the notches in the BU, and the bear claw as well. It's really pretty special when you actually think through the significance of the changes that they made.
Well, and that's something maybe fans, is they can kind of look for the little hidden stories embedded within there. So Independence, a bear claw, that'll be something for people as maybe not as they're driving on the billboard, but as they're looking on a football game program or something across the university.
Of course, they could explore some of that as they're sitting on I-35 waiting to get to the football
that's
game.
That's true.
A lot of storytelling.
So that's
true.
A whole other story, a whole other episode of the program. We are visiting with Jason Cook and Javon Overshone talking about Baylor United and the One Baylor, One Brand movement. And let's talk about a little bit that partnership. Certainly there is a big partnership between the university side, Pat Neff Hall, and then Hire Simpson in athletics. But for you all, what were the most meaningful aspects of the partnership? I'll start with you, Javon. The most meaningful aspects of the partnership and things that you take away from that.
Well, I just... it's a point of pride for me. I don't take it for granted. You know, not every institution is fortunate enough to have the relationship that we do across campus. You know, again, credit to Dr. Livingstone and Jason and Mac Rhodes, because it really is truly a collaborative environment. And, you know, again, what's exciting to me about this process, like Jason said, every time a logo's changed, you know, it refuels that excitement, because that is a visual representation of exactly what we hope to achieve, that collaboration, that synergy. And it's just special to know that we truly have that kind of relationship.
You know, and once you look at the brand, it's not an athletics brand. It's not a university brand. It's not Jason's brand. It's not Jovan's brand. It really belongs to the Baylor family as we look at that. And, you know, as we started unpacking what that means and where we go, what direction, one of the things that was probably really clear to me is that when we were recruiting students to Baylor through our admissions team, they were using that interlocking BU logo. And I was sitting on stage in graduation about a year and a half ago and noticed that that interlocking BU was on the sleeves of the graduation robes as well. And it just came to me that, you know, we introduce students to Baylor with the interlocking BU, and then they leave the campus with the interlocking BU. That's the affinity. That's their brand. It belongs to them. And I think that that's been very exciting for me, as and is a great responsibility that we are shepherds of this long legacy, 174 years for Baylor. And we all have a role that we play, and certainly there may be some shifts and some changes that we make from time to time, but that brand still is Baylor, and it has a significant legacy to it, and it's a great honor to work on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, fans have been able, whether it was at the launch before, back in the spring, when they were able to take a look at the uniforms, or whether it's, as we said, seeing the billboards, and certainly, I think, more so in earnest as we head into the new athletic season. You mentioned there are subtle stories embedded within the interlocking BU, but as we've hopefully even more so explained why this is important to Baylor, what are the things you hope fans take away, whether directly or maybe slightly internally, what they take away when they see these new marks and these new uniforms?
Oh, I love this question, because though it started out as a visual brand change, it's about so much more than that. You know, United, it was more than a tagline. It's more than a campaign. You know, as I've said, it really is a reflection of how we operate as an institution. And I hope that people really take that messaging and take it out into the community. You'll see us making more efforts to provide opportunities for the city of Waco to be able to attend our games and to be a part of the Baylor family and Baylor experience. And I just hope that spirit of unity really does shine through in everything that we do through this process.
You know, and I think that word united speaks to our potential, too. You know, if we get everybody working together within the Baylor family, within the Waco community, within our entire university, college, schools, athletics, different units, so we all are united, that's where we can truly leverage and take advantage of that passion that the Baylor family has. So that word united, there's so many layers to it. There's so many storylines to it. And we're looking forward to telling that story as we continue throughout the fall.
Well, as we head into the final moment of the program, we've talked about this from some high levels, but we also know it's always exciting to see the team run out onto the field in a new uniform. Fans love to see the swag or whatever you want to call it. What are you guys, what's it going to mean to you when you see the team run out onto the field at that home opener August 31st in the new uniforms?
Hey, it's real. There's no turning back at that point. You know, it's exciting to see the field. It's been changed, you know, recently. It really is. It's exciting. You know, the recruits that have come in, they're excited. The players are excited. It really is just kind of a resurgence of energy for our brand.
And we're all together moving forward.
Yeah. Look, it sounds great. Well, thank you very much. We are out of time here on the program, but appreciate you both visiting with us today, Jason Cook and Jamaat Overshown. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Derek.
This is Baylor Connections. A reminder, you can hear this and other programs online, baylor.edu/connections. Thanks to Jason Cook, Baylor's Vice President of Marketing and Communications and Chief Marketing Officer, and Jamaat Overshown, Senior Associate Athletic Director for External Affairs in Baylor Athletics. I'm Derek Smith. Thanks for joining us here on Baylor Connections.